Pension Drawdown, everything you need to know. Pension Drawdown allows you to take money from your pension while keeping it invested. This gives you flexibility in how you access your retirement savings. With Pension Drawdown, you can take lump sums or set up a regular income, while the rest remains invested. Pension Drawdown has become an increasingly popular option since the Pension Freedoms legislation was introduced in 2015. Here is a detailed guide covering everything you need to know about Pension Drawdown. What is Pension Drawdown? Pension Drawdown, also known as Flexi Access Drawdown, gives you the flexibility to withdraw your pension savings while keeping the rest of your pot invested, giving it the potential to continue growing. With Pension Drawdown, you can take as much or as little from your pot as you want from age 55 onwards. There are no limits or caps. You can take lump sums or set up a regular income. Any money left in your pot remains invested, so it has the potential to grow. You keep ownership and control of your pension savings. You can pass on any unused funds to beneficiaries when you die. Pension Drawdown differs from buying an annuity, where you surrender your pension pot in exchange for a guaranteed income for life. With Drawdown, your savings stay invested. Drawdown offers flexibility, but it also means that your income isn't guaranteed. Your pension pot could fall in value if investments perform poorly. Important note, withdrawing pension money early is not right for everyone, as it will leave you worse off in retirement. That's why it makes sense to get help from a regulated financial advisor before making any decisions. Am I eligible for Pension Drawdown? To use Pension Drawdown, you need to have a defined contribution pension. With these pension types, your pot builds up from contributions and investment growth. This includes personal and stakeholder pensions, self-invested personal pensions, SIPs, most workplace pensions. You can't normally use drawdown if you have a final salary pension, also known as defined benefit schemes. These schemes promise you a guaranteed income based on your salary and years of service. However, you may be able to transfer your defined benefit pension to a defined contribution scheme and access drawdown that way. Generally, this is not the best option because of the valuable guarantees you will be giving up. Get regulated financial advice before making any final decisions. The earliest you can access Pension Drawdown is age 55, rising to 57 in 2028. To use drawdown with a workplace pension, check the scheme's rules, as some have a higher minimum age. Certain public sector schemes don't allow pension drawdown, like the NHS, teachers, civil service, and police pensions. How does pension drawdown work? 1. Decide how much to withdraw. You can take sums as and when you want with no limits. Withdrawals above your 25% tax-free cash allowance count as taxable income. 2. Set up drawdown. Contact your pension provider to set up drawdown. You may need to transfer pots or move investments first. 3. Receive your tax-free cash. You can take up to 25% of your pension tax-free as a lump sum if you haven't already. 4. Keep your pension invested. Any money left in your pot remains invested, giving it the potential to grow. Review investments regularly as you approach retirement. 5. Pay tax on withdrawals. Your provider deducts income tax from drawdown withdrawals before paying them to you, using Pay. You may need to complete a self-assessment tax return. 6. Review your plan yearly. Check if your drawdown strategy is on track or whether you need to make changes. A financial advisor can help with reviews. With Pension Drawdown, it's important your pot maintains growth potential while also being managed to account for risks as you make withdrawals. This is where financial advice can prove invaluable. What is an annuity? An annuity is an insurance product. You can buy an annuity with some or all of your pension pot in exchange for a guaranteed income, either for life or for an agreed number of years. The differences are: lifetime annuity, exchanging your pension pot for a guaranteed income for life. Fixed-term annuity, exchanging your pension for a guaranteed income for a period of time. At the end of the term, you are provided with a maturity value, a guaranteed amount that is agreed when you take out the annuity, to bring your pension fund back under your control. An annuity is not right for everyone, and the amount of income you receive will depend on the provider you choose. It is important to get regulated financial advice to see what options are best for you. Pension drawdown versus annuities. Pension drawdown and annuities are the two main ways to access defined contribution pensions. But there are clear differences. Flexibility drawdown allows flexible access, while annuities provide a fixed income. Payments with drawdown, your income isn't guaranteed. Annuities pay you a regular guaranteed income for life. Investment risk, your pension pot could fall in value with drawdown. Annuities transfer risk to the insurer. Equally, during periods of strong stock market returns, the value of your pension should rise. If you sell your pension to buy an annuity, the rate of your income is fixed regardless of how well markets perform. Death benefits, any unused drawdown funds can be passed on. Annuities typically have limited death benefits. Charges, drawdown has ongoing investment fees. Some annuities have setup costs. Complexity, drawdown needs more planning and management than annuities. While drawdown offers more flexibility, annuities provide a secure income. Consider your income needs, life expectancy, health, and attitude to risk when deciding. Many people use a combined strategy, securing some income with an annuity while keeping the rest in drawdown. Financial advice can help identify the right mix. Tax-free cash and pension drawdown. A key feature of pension drawdown is the ability to take up to 25% of your pot as a tax-free lump sum from age 55. If you have multiple pensions, the 25% tax-free cash allowance applies to each pot individually. So you could take 25% tax-free from one pot and withdraw the rest via drawdown. Taking all your tax-free cash at once reduces your remaining pension pot size. This cuts future investment growth potential. It may be more tax-efficient to take tax-free cash in chunks over time. Some final salary pensions allow you to take tax-free cash in exchange for a lower income. Get advice before doing this, as you'd be losing valuable guarantees. While tax-free cash can be appealing, remember that pension savings are intended for retirement income. Taking too much too soon can leave you short later on. Tax and pension drawdown. It's important to understand how tax applies to pension drawdown. 25% tax-free, as long as you have an eligible scheme, you can take 25% of your pension tax-free from age 55. Taxable withdrawals, any other drawdown withdrawals count as taxable income. These get taxed at your marginal income tax rate. Pay, generally, income tax on drawdown gets deducted before you receive payments, using pay. Higher rate taxpayers may need to reclaim overpaid tax. Annual allowance, your annual allowance refers to the maximum amount that you can save into your pension pot for the tax year. The current allowance is £60,000, 2023-24, or your total annual salary, whichever is lower. Contributions over this don't qualify for tax relief. Taking money from your pension could trigger the Money Purchase Annual Allowance. Money Purchase Annual Allowance, MPAA, once you withdraw more than your 25% tax-free lump sum from your pension, the Money Purchase Annual Allowance kicks in. This restricts the amount you can contribute to your pension each year and still receive tax relief to £10,000. Self-assessment, HMRC may ask you to complete a self-assessment return if you flexibly access a pension. A financial advisor can ensure you withdraw money tax efficiently and avoid potential pitfalls. Death benefits and pension drawdown. A key benefit of pension drawdown over annuities is that any unused funds can be passed on when you die. Beneficiaries can then take the money tax efficiently. Tax-free inheritance pension savings aren't normally liable for inheritance tax when you die. Pre-75, beneficiaries can take withdrawals completely tax-free if you die aged under 75. Taxed post-75, if you die aged 75 or over, withdrawals are taxed at the beneficiary's marginal income tax rate. Flexible access, beneficiaries can take withdrawals or income at any time or leave the pension invested tax-free for inheritance. 2-year limit, death benefits must normally be claimed within 2 years of notifying the provider. To pass on your pension tax efficiently, you should nominate beneficiaries. Your pension provider will have a nomination form. Keep this updated. Some pensions have guaranteed death benefits. Get advice before transferring an existing pension with valuable guarantees. Pension drawdown charges. Like all pensions, drawdown comes with fees and charges. Setup costs, transfers or new drawdown plans may come with setup charges. Annual charge, drawdown providers levy an annual administration fee, often around £150 to £200. Ongoing costs, you'll pay annual management charges to investment funds your drawdown pot is invested in. These vary but are often 0.5% to 1%. Advisor fees, taking financial advice involves fees, often a percentage of your pot or a fixed project fee. Ongoing advice also comes with charges. While it's tempting to chase lower fees, this shouldn't be the only consideration. Getting the right investment strategy tailored to your goals is more important for good outcomes. Drawdown risks. While pension drawdown offers flexibility, there are also risks. Fund volatility, generally, a proportion of our pension savings are invested in stock markets, which go up and down in value every day, sometimes by considerable amounts. This is what fund volatility refers to. Sequencing risk, if markets fall early in drawdown, it impacts funds available later. Running out, taking high withdrawals could empty your pot during your lifetime. Tax bills exceeding annual allowances due to large withdrawals can generate tax charges. Scams, criminals may try to persuade you to invest in high-risk schemes. It is important to stay vigilant. Inheritance, beneficiaries have just 2 years to claim death benefits, so funds could be lost. A good drawdown strategy focuses on maintaining investment growth while allowing sustainable withdrawals. This requires planning, care, and regular reviews. A financial advisor can help manage risks. Who is pension drawdown suitable for? Health and life expectancy. If you have average life expectancy or are in good health, drawdown can provide long-term income. Income needs, drawdown suits if you only need modest withdrawals or have other secure incomes. Annuities may be preferable if you need a guaranteed income. Investment experience, being confident making investment choices is important for drawdown to work well. Attitude to risk, you need to be comfortable with the risk of market fluctuations and pots falling in value. Sources of retirement income, drawdown works best if you have different income sources to balance it. While drawdown is flexible, it requires management. If you're not sure about making complex investment choices, a financial advisor can put a tailored drawdown plan in place for you. 10 common pension drawdown questions. 1. How is pension drawdown taxed? You can take 25% of your pot tax-free. Other drawdown withdrawals count as taxable income. Generally, tax is deducted before you receive payments using pay, based on your income tax band. 2. What happens to my pension if I die before 75? If you die aged under 75, benefits passed on from drawdown are usually tax-free. Your nominated beneficiaries can take withdrawals or income from your remaining drawdown funds completely tax-free. 3. Can I move my pension to drawdown? Yes, most defined contribution pensions can be moved to drawdown, either with your existing provider or by transferring to another provider. Some rules vary between workplace pensions, so check with your scheme. 4. Do I pay tax on lump sums from drawdown? You get 25% of your pension tax-free. After this, any lump sums you take from drawdown count as taxable income. So, if you take a £10,000 lump sum after your tax-free cash, £10,000 is added to your taxable annual income. 5. Is there a limit on how much I can withdraw? No, there is no limit on how much you can take via pension drawdown, provided you are 55 or over. However, taking large sums could move you into a higher tax band. There are also implications for future income, so taking too much could be risky. 6. Can I still contribute to my pension while drawing down? Yes, you can still pay into a pension if you're taking drawdown, although you may trigger a lower annual allowance. Your provider will be able to tell you how payments could affect your allowances. 7. What happens to my means-tested benefits if I take drawdown? Pension drawdown counts towards your total income when assessing means-tested benefits entitlement. Taking large sums could impact the amount you receive. A benefits specialist can help with how pension withdrawals affect your entitlements. 8. Are investment risks higher with drawdown? Yes, in general, investment risks are higher with drawdown compared to buying an annuity. This is because your savings remain invested and could fall in value. Managing risk is key. A financial advisor can help. 9. How much annual income can I take from drawdown? There's no limit or cap on the annual income you can take from drawdown. How much income you can sustainably withdraw depends on factors like pot size, remaining life expectancy, and investment performance. Taking regulated financial advice can help determine an appropriate withdrawal rate. 10. Should I move from capped drawdown to flexi access? Capped drawdown still exists for people who began withdrawing pension savings pre-April 2015. Moving to flexi access drawdown could allow you to take higher, uncapped withdrawals. However, this also brings increased risks like higher tax bills. Take regulated advice before deciding. These are just a handful of the questions people have around pension drawdown. A financial advisor can help answer any other questions you may have. Next steps for pension drawdown. If pension drawdown sounds like it could be right for you, some recommended next steps include: seek advice, get financial advice to see if drawdown suits your situation. Look for a regulated advisor. Review your pensions, understand what pensions and options you have. Consolidate pots, combining multiple pensions can make drawdown easier to manage. Compare drawdown providers, shop around for a provider offering drawdown suited to your needs and goals. Analyze withdrawal needs. How much income do you need? What tax might you pay? Understand investment choices, ask about fund options and portfolio strategies to meet your goals. Set up withdrawals, liaise with your provider to set up lump sums or income payments. Manage tax, understand how to remain within allowances. Review investments, rebalance funds as needed and adjust risk approaching retirement. Review strategy yearly, check if your drawdown approach remains appropriate. By following these steps, you can start pension drawdown armed with the knowledge needed to make the most of your savings during the retirement you want. In summary, pension drawdown offers unparalleled freedom and flexibility versus other pension options. However, it is important to consider the potential risks that can come with drawdown. To make pension drawdown work best for your situation takes research, planning, and regular reviews. The decisions involved are complex, from withdrawal rates to fund choices and tax implications. For most people, accessing financial advice from an authorized advisor is key to successfully navigating drawdown. An advisor takes on the burden of planning, tax, and investment management, allowing you to enjoy financial flexibility while minimizing the risks you face. So, in summary, while pension drawdown is flexible, it involves active planning, adjustments, and decisions as you enter retirement. These complexities are easier to navigate with expert financial guidance. The details provided in this article are for general information only and are in no way deemed to be financial advice. All of the material is correct as of the publication date, but could be out of date by the time you read the article.